News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, Wednesday night, Thursday morning will be day one of lockdown number two. Morale will be low, patients frayed, people upset, angry and depressed. Isolde White is a psychotherapist. She's on the line joining us now. Isolde, we've got an awful lot to deal with in the coming few weeks. And one of the more important things and one of the unseen things, of course, is our mental well-being, our mental resilience in the face of this latest escalation of restrictions. What did we learn about how we dealt with the first wave that we can apply now, and what were the things we did in the first wave that we should avoid this time?
Well, I mean, I think in the first wave there was a much greater sense of unity in the country and a much greater sense of we're in this together and this is kind of a thing we can get through. And I think what's different now is that we've been under kind of chronic stress for 6 months now. It's been ongoing. And now here we are again, we feel in a lockdown again. And I suppose I think it's a good thing to think about that actually this is quite different this time. It feels very similar, but it's quite different. And the difference is that actually there's very few people dying at the moment. We have much better healthcare in place to manage this. We have doctors know much better how to treat it. But it feels really bad. This feels really bad going into lockdown in the middle of winter. It's a horrible feeling, but we kind of have to look after ourselves and look after the people around us as best we can.
Well, look, it is obviously seasonally different. It's winter, weather and season is against us. We're going to spend, obviously, as a result of that, we're going to spend a lot more time locked in, but not just in the house, but also in our heads, which can be a very bad place to be, even for those who are not particularly fragile emotionally.
Absolutely. And the fundamental thing that you said there is locked in our heads. We people do get locked in their heads. And the way to get out of your head is actually to get outdoors, is to connect with somebody. They're the two most important ways of getting out of your heads that I know of. To actually do something physical with your body, because you can't be in your head when you're doing something physical with your body, and to connect emotionally, socially with somebody. And okay, it'll have to be from 2 meters distance, maybe somebody who's out there in the park while you're walking the dogs, or picking up the phone and talking to a friend. But those are the two most fundamental things you can do for your mental health as we go through this.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, but I just also wanted to say one thing. Like, there's a lot of us who are just, you know, we're distressed, we're fed up, our mood is low, we're irritable, we're maybe getting more headaches, all of those signs of chronic stress. But there are also people out there who are under great, great distress. And there are resources out there in terms of the crisis helplines. And we always trot out these numbers. But the thing I'd like to say to anybody who's feeling like that at the moment is, you may never have called or texted one of those lines before, but take your heart in your hand and take a deep breath and do it this time if you're feeling really significantly distressed at any stage, and you will find it's a really good experience.
Now, it is going to be very different at this time. You know, it's winter, it's different season, all of those aspects. But also, this time, it's not going to be as life-changing as it was last time. We went through that. We know what we did. We know what we got wrong. We know what actually worked for us. So do we need to kind of not catastrophize about this and don't make it actually worse than it is?
Absolutely, we need to not catastrophize about this. We keep calling it lockdown too. It's very different. Our kids are going out to school. We can go 5 kilometers instead of 2 kilometers. That means a lot to me. There's going to be a lot more businesses open that weren't open the last time. And yeah, there's lots of terrible things. We're not minimizing all the terrible things, but you've kind of got to look for the positive and what I call stalk joy. You've got to kind of look for what's good around you and engage in what's good. And I think the thing I would say is, rather than trying to think of all the things you can do, is wake up every morning and choose one thing you can do that day that might make you feel better that day.
One of the things that we should remember about lockdown is that it wasn't all bad. You know, people actually did get to catch up on things and find new hobbies and had time for themselves and for their loved ones. But for the time being, Isolde White, I suspect we'll talk to you on many occasions in the next couple of weeks. Thank you very much for that. That's Isolde White, psychotherapist.